Belinda and Little Tiger Group present this unabridged recording of Race to the Rescue, Huxley and Flapjack, Book 1, written by Alan MacDonald and read by John Vose. One morning, Huxley awoke to a delicious smell.
"Pancakes! Yum! My favourite!"
he said, tumbling out of his hammock. He slid down a rope ladder to the kitchen, where Flapjack was juggling a pancake in a frying pan.
"Morning, Flapjack! They smell good!" said Huxley, throwing himself into a chair.
"This one's almost ready, if it doesn't escape," said Flapjack.
He flipped the pancake high into the air. Huxley shot out his plate just in time to catch it.
"Mmm, scrummy," he said, wolfing it down in one bite. "Now, what shall we do today?"
Ding-a-ling, a bell tinkled below.
"Post for you, Huxley," cried the postwoman.
Huxley bounded to the window and pulled up a basket.
"Thank you, Zoe,"
he called. Inside were a few letters and parcels.
"Oh, look, a postcard from Aunt Lolly in America," said Huxley. "I think this one is a book for you, Flapjack. Oh, and hooray, a new set of paints for me. But what's this?"
A leaflet read, "Grand opening. Jolly Goods. The shop that sells everything. Don't miss it. Today."
"Woohoo! That's what we'll do. Go to the grand opening in town," cried Huxley excitedly.
Flapjack looked worried.
"Are you sure, Huxley? Last time we went to town, you fell in the fountain, remember?"
"Oh, yes, so I did," chuckled Huxley. "I won't be making that mistake again. Eat up, Flapjack. I've got my pocket money to spend."
Huxley rushed to get dressed while Flapjack fetched his bobble hat in case it rained or snowed, or both. Then they set off, wobbling down the path on their tandem. Flapjack did the pedalling while Huxley was in charge of steering and shouting directions.
"Turn right! This way! Mind that herd of cows!"
After a long, bumpy ride, they arrived in town. The square was bustling with people. Huxley greeted their friends at the shops and the school.
"Hello, Bella. Save us some cakes." "Good morning, Miss Flute." "Hello, children."